if you do this well, it will drastically separate you from the masses out there circling around, ping-ponging, being distracted by so much noise out there when all they really should be doing is getting good at the boring stuff. If you and I bumped into each other in the hallway, would you be able to tell me with absolute certainty, yeah, today will be a win if I X, whatever that is.
What if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories in their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
What is going on, my friends? Mike Walker here. Excited to have you join me on another episode of the Wealthy Consultant Podcast. Welcome, welcome. Glad to have you here. As always, we're always diving into the mindset behind the entrepreneurial equation, right? Business starts between the ears. If it doesn't happen here, if you can't get it figured out here, it's certainly not going to happen out in the real world. And so many people are tied up and focused on the tactics, the strategies, and the ninja hacks. All cool and sexy, I understand. But ultimately, it is not just the tool that you have that matters. It is the operator, the person operating that tool, that's ultimately going to dictate the heights or the lows of your efforts and essentially of your results. And so what I want to talk about today is something that may seem simple, and it is, but it's not easy. There is a difference, right? There's a difference between simple and easy. And sometimes simple is actually quite difficult. And this is probably one of those things. One of the biggest issues I see in working with our clients here at The Wealthy Consultant and just out there in the real world and on stages and different people I talk to, one of the biggest questions that comes up is, Mike, I'm feeling overwhelmed. There's so much to do. I don't know where I should focus. I get it. It's challenging. But the problem is not that there's so much to do. It's that you are confused about what's important. And the reality is there will always be lots of things. That hasn't changed. It's always been that way, and it's always going to be that way in the future. What matters is your efficiency and your dedication towards focusing on what truly matters in that moment and getting very, very good at saying no to all the other things out there just screaming for your attention, some of which will be fantastic ideas. Let me say that again. Some of the things that you're going to have to say no to are actually great ideas. They could make you a lot of money. They could help your business. They could be a great acquisition, but that doesn't mean that that needs your focus right now. And one of the most simple and yet potent questions you can ask yourself every single day is, what would make today a win? What would make today a win? Yes, we have the weekly, the monthly, the quarterly, and the annual goals. We even have the 10-year vision boards and all the things. And these are important. You do want those. But if you don't know how to win the day, it becomes exceedingly difficult to ever actually realize those longer-term objectives. So what do we do about it? Well, I'm going to give you a couple little things to consider. Again, they're not difficult. This isn't rocket science, and this isn't some sexy AI widget that you can install into your business. It's all going to happen up here between your ears. But if you do this well, it will drastically separate you from the masses out there circling around, ping-ponging, being distracted by so much noise out there when all they really should be doing is getting good at the boring stuff. And that's the key word. You've got to get good at the boring. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. In fact, that's why no one really talks about it. You're not going to see a bunch of YouTube channels dedicated to the boring things, the mundane, the things that require consistency and just being steadfast at the basics. No one wants to talk about the basics because they're like, oh yeah, no, I've done that. I figured out the basics. And then they want to jump forward. And yet what they miss is the reality that the big things, the big wins, are just the small things compounded over time, long enough to generate the momentum and the impact that you actually need. So let's bring this to home a little bit. Let's make this real. Very simple concept. When I wake up in the morning, before I allow my feet to hit the floor, I have to tell myself and ask myself, what would make today a win? What would have to be true in order for me to say, man, I crushed it today? And let's just stop for a second and ask yourself right now, if you and I bumped into each other in the hallway, would you be able to tell me in with absolute certainty, today will be a win if I X, whatever that is. And it doesn't have to be, and it probably won't be anything crazy. It's not gonna be, oh, I'm gonna write the book today. No, probably not. Or I'm gonna make the $1 million today. No, probably not, right? It's gonna be something a little bit less big and grand. And yet if you can't just get that done, you're certainly not going to get the grand thing done, right? So we need to be good at getting those base hits done consistently. And so before my feet hit the floor, hey, today would be a win if I get that one phone call done that I've kept pushing off. I've got to get that one phone call, that one conversation done with that team member. It's got to happen today. Fantastic. Now, all the things throughout the day are going to be screaming for my attention, and the inboxes are going to be pinging, and the notifications, right? And the social media is blaring. It's, you know, hey, look at me, attention, right? But all day long, I've got to make sure, no. I've got to optimize that call, that conversation. It must happen. I do not let my feet come off the floor and go back into bed at night before that one thing got done, so that when I lay down at night, I go, did I win the day? Yes, I got my one thing done. See, a lot of people just can't do this. If you can't do this, you're not going to get the big wins. I'm just going to call it out like it is. So you need to get good at defining a specific target and proving to yourself that you can hold yourself accountable to get it done. All right. So that's one of the big things I wanted to share with you, because the reality is so many people struggle with this. When you ask them, hey, what are you trying to work on? What's the number one problem? I've got this and this, but there's so much to be done. No. There's not a lot to be done. There's only the thing to get done today, and then the thing that will get done tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Get the thing done today. If you don't know what you stand for, you're going to fall for everything. So you need to get really crystal clear at saying, wow, yeah, that is important, or wow, that would be a good idea, but not for today, because today I'm doing this thing. See, it's not that hard. It's just that people are confused about what's important. You just need to define what is good for me today. What is the actual priority for today? Is it the person jumping into my office or jumping in my inbox asking for this thing and saying it's super, super important? Maybe. Or maybe it's, hey, wow, that is important, but I've already dedicated today towards X, whatever that is, right? Simple, but not always easy, my friends. Common sense is not always common practice. I'm going to leave this one short because I purposely want you to consider you can't not turn off this video or this audio, however you're getting this information. Do not stop and continue on with your day until you figure out what is today. What's the win for today? I don't care if it's, you know, 11 o'clock at night, you're just about to go to bed. Hey, what would be a win today? Before I go to bed, like before I fall asleep, what would make today an absolute win? Map out tomorrow. What's tomorrow's win? That'd be a fantastic one. Hey, I already know what the win is going to be for tomorrow. Bing, done, great. Now you wake up in the morning, ready to rock and roll, because you already know what the win will be for today. Simple, but profound. Love you guys. Thanks for joining me on a quick one here, but let's get it done, because the reality is you don't need more information. You need transformation. And that means getting to work. See you guys on another episode of the Wealthy Consultant Podcast. Cheers.